the Archdiocese of Boston wants to shut down and sell off church property. Today, Cardinal Sean P. O'Malley's decree to close six churches in the Archdiocese takes effect. Here's Terry Donnellan, the spokesman for the Archdiocese of Boston, talking about the sales.
What we're talking about today is a process that we called relegation to profane use. Once it's relegated to profane use, it will no longer be used for Catholic liturgical worship, and any remaining sacred items are then removed, and the building can be sold for use in an appropriate and dignified manner.
But parishioners at some of these churches are not willing to let their houses of worship go, and they've been holding continuous vigils 24 hours a day, occupying the churches and vowing to block their sale.
A case in point, the parishioners of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini Catholic Church in Scituate on the South Shore, which we visited earlier today. This is day 2,456 of their vigil. That's almost 7 years. John Rogers is one of the spokespeople of the group. He and his fellow parishioners have vowed not to leave their church, and they have challenged Cardinal Sean O'Malley's decision and the decision by the Archdiocese of Boston, the RCAB, to shut their church down.
We have countered that many months ago by filing an appeal at the Vatican, and that appeal is obviously ongoing.
On what basis are you filing the appeal?
That you cannot turn these churches into anything other than what they were meant to be, which is holy places of worship. You know, there's things that you don't do for money, selling churches and then financially scavenging off the remains of those churches. All for what? To replenish the coffers depleted by the sexual abuse crisis? You know, I would say to the RCAB, find a better way. You know, these churches were viable centers of people's beliefs and a way to practice their faith. For them to be literally selling them off for scrap is a very sad situation.
On the other hand, if there is a financial need, there is a financial need. So aren't they doing what they need to do, essentially, to meet that need?
We all know the RCAB has had operating losses of millions and millions of dollars each year for some time now. I'd like to put forward a suggestion. To save money, why don't they first take a look at what I and many others believe are just outrageous incomes earned by the offices and other members employed by the RCAB? For the listening audience, please go to both page 81 and 82 of the Archdiocese of Boston published financial results for 2010. You'll find it on their website. Hey, as Frank Sinatra used to say, great work if you can get it.
This vigil, it's impressive. It's been going on. The number's escaping me, but what?
We're working toward our completion of our seventh year. That will take place later this upcoming October. 24 hours a day, we sit here and we guard our church against the possibility the Archdiocese is going to take us from it, throw us into the street, and sell us off for scrap. I slept here last night. I got to tell you something. I'm a little tired. This is just not lip service. We walk the walk. And we do what we say we're going to do, and that is to protect our church and preserve our home of faith until the very last appeal is done with. And the appeals process is over when the Vatican and no one else says it is.
And if the appeal should fail at that point, you would end the vigil and relinquish the church?
We want our church. You know, I'm not going to cross that bridge right now, but I will tell you, anybody who looks at the facts in a logical and honest and truthful way, you know, that's not a possible outcome. This is our church. The people of Scituate bought, paid for, and to this day work hard to maintain this church. This is a church that we own. We would hope the Archdiocese would show a little common sense and maybe even a little compassion and return this church to its rightful owners, which is us. And we are willing to talk to Cardinal Sean anywhere, anytime about anything, and except for the closure of our church, and that includes sitting across the table and working out a deal with the parishioners of St. Francis, having the opportunity to repurchase their church.
Have you raised that kind of money? Do you have that kind of money available among the parishioners to actually make a serious offer to the Catholic Church to buy this?
I think we have the opportunity to make a serious offer. If you look at the value of this church, common sense would dictate. I think we could put a game plan together that would allow us the funding in order to repurchase our church and use this land for additional purposes.
John, let me ask you this question, and I want to ask it respectfully, but I don't need to tell you. I mean, faith is about principles. It's about belief. It's about tradition. Why is one building so important?
Our faith and our beliefs here are centered in this building, and this building is literally our spiritual home. We have buried loved ones out of here. We've gotten married here. We've taken part in the sacraments of the church here, baptism, and bottom line is somebody showed up at your doorstep and knocked on your door and said, listen, you got to get out. We need to sell this off so that we may raise funds to kind of patch up the financial and spiritual and other ineptness that we've showed. I think that if anyone did that to anyone out there, they would also get what the RCAP has here, and that's a fight. We're going to preserve what we believe is ours. The people of this church bought, paid for, and to this day work hard to maintain this church. It is ours, and we plan to keep it.
Give me a sense of the effort that's involved here. You mentioned that you spent last night here. How many people are involved in this vigil? How many people in the parish are actually here on a regular basis?
We have 100 core vigilists. It's the best way to explain it. 100 core vigilists. We have 300 mid-level involvement vigilists. And on any given celebratory day like Christmas and Easter, you'll see this church filled with up to 800 people. Pretty good for a closed church.
So that says something about the dedication, I guess, to this religious community, to this building, right?
We have a lot of people out there that are involved in St. Francis because they believe this to be the church of the people and for the people. And that's really kind of the philosophy that we take here, that if it weren't for us, the people of the Catholic Church in America, then there would be no church. You're not – just because the RCAB has done a pathetic job on every single level and has driven people in droves away from the church doesn't mean people don't have their faith or their beliefs anymore. This is one of those outlets, and I strongly believe this will be a great prototype going into the future for people, as I said, those disenfranchised Catholics, to come back and recapture their faith and reclaim their spirituality.
John, anyone standing here and talking to you would be impressed with your passion and conviction. Are you comfortable with labels like renegade? Are you guys renegades within the church?
You know what? This is it's a revolution of faith. The first revolution, American Revolution, started here. The second American Revolution, the revolution of faith, starts here. Yeah, I think that we're genetically predisposed to some kind of rebel activity here, but I believe that there's a coming of a new dawn, and I believe that new dawn will bring about a greater church here for Catholics in America, and that will be a church with we the people will be involved and not kowtow to the royalty or the princes of the church.
But I have to ask you, and this question comes from someone who's outside the church, you're talking about a sort of people's church. Mm-hmm. Isn't the Catholic Church by definition and always been through the ages about a hierarchy, about the people being deferential to the hierarchy of the church?
I look at more of as a trust situation. We entrusted them with our spiritual well-being. We, on the other hand, have been the party that's built these churches, that have bought these churches, that have paid for these churches, that send money into the RCAB so that they can distribute that money for the causes we believe in. Based upon what we know and we've seen over quite some time, they're doing anything but that. Now, as I said, they're financially feeding off the carcasses of the churches that they're selling. No, I think there's a trust relationship rather than an overlord relationship that you speak of. The hierarchy, this is America. This isn't some feudal system way back when in the dark ages of Europe. This is America. And the people of America basically demand a free and open dialogue with the supposed trustees of their faith. That's what we're asking for. Listen, I don't want to be a priest. I don't want any responsibility on the spiritual side. But I will tell you this, because we've taken over the responsibility of the operational side, the building side, the funding side, that we should at least have some sort of say of how the Archdiocese of Boston and the Roman Catholic Church as a whole is run. They don't want to give us the say. Listen, we'll find our own way.
John Rogers is a spokesman for the parishioners of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini Catholic Church in Scituate. They are entering their seventh year of holding vigil in their church.
And the occupation in Scituate is one of six church vigils in the Boston Archdiocese slated for closure. Terry Donnellan, the spokesman for the Archdiocese, says it's time for these vigils to end.
If we're going to be serious about rebuilding and healing the Archdiocese and moving us forward to address some of the long-term systemic issues, then we've got to bring this to a conclusion. This can't go on forever. The vigils are going to end, and this appeals process is going to have to end if we are serious about rebuilding and healing this Archdiocese, which we very much are.
Donlin also dismissed suggestions that the parishioners could negotiate a settlement that would permit them to buy their churches.
No, because the Catholic faith is built on 2,000 years of history, and what they're proposing is not what Catholic parish is or the way we live our faith.
That's Terry Donnellan. He's a spokesman for the Archdiocese of Boston.
We're always looking for your comment on any story regarding the Catholic Church and others. Go to RadioBoston.org. Well, coming up in a moment, you're in a restaurant, your waitress approaches, and she sneezes, and you wonder, why isn't she at home? The debate over mandatory sick leave in Massachusetts. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.